But now a new report from a cancer charity has called for greater state investment in trials of cancer medicines. Cancer Trials Ireland supports and oversees more than 100 trials involving thousands of patients. It says the trials save lives and bring access to treatments that would otherwise be unavailable to patients. We'll talk to the CEO of Cancer Trials Ireland shortly, but first, here's patient Seamus Cotter, who was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer back in 2016.
For the first 6 months of the clinical trial, I received a CT scan every 6 weeks. And then afterwards, it moved out to every 12 weeks. So the frequency was a lot more than you'd get on standard of care. I was always very happy with the reports from the CT scans. So I was getting a new report every 6 weeks. And the wording was always on the positive side. And after just 8 months on the trial, I got my first clear scan. And luckily, that's continued to this day. And I've now been through the 2 years of treatment, 5 years of review, and come out the other side. I had some side effects during the course of the treatment, but I'm living well with those. I'm taking a few tablets every day, but I'm living well.
And that was Seamus Cotter. Angela Clayton-Lee is the Chief Executive of Cancer Trials Ireland. She joins us on the line. Angela, thanks for talking to us this afternoon. It was great to hear a little bit of Seamus's story there. But can you tell us about what it is that you're looking for? What is it that you want the state to do?
Thank you, Rachel. And again, lovely to hear Seamus on your bulletin there. So what we are doing is we are calling for the Irish government to make a further investment and fund more cancer clinical trials. The reason we're doing that is because, as you may realise from Seamus's piece, first and foremost, trials save lives and they improve patient outcomes. Patients on trials get access to the newest drugs and treatments. They get more monitoring, as Seamus referred to. He got his 6 weekly scans. They do have more scans and tests, and they get closer follow-up with their medical teams. And that's generally why patients' outcomes are better if they're on a trial. But in Ireland, we lag way behind similar European countries. We have far fewer cancer trials open in Ireland than Denmark and Switzerland do. And we've even fewer than Finland does, which is a less wealthy country. So what we want the government to do is to recognise the opportunity here. And the report that Cancer Trials Ireland published today, and that is available on our website, www.cancertrials.ie, shows that estimates for the past 4 years from a sample of only 18 trials resulted in 14.8 million in direct drugs cost savings to the state. And six of those trials also generated an additional 36.7 million of inward investment in the form of new drugs, new investigational medicinal products. Mm-hmm.
You say so, there that we're lagging behind. Why is that, do you think?
So it's twofold. It's one is because in order to be an attractive location for trials, you have to have very efficient startup timelines. You do also have to have a certain population, but that we can't use that as an excuse when it comes to Denmark and Switzerland because they have similar populations. It is really all about the startup timelines. And we have worked very hard with government over the last 12 months to break through some of the barriers that were involved in the interpretation of GDPR in Ireland that made our timelines slower. But we've also done a lot of streamlining within Cancer Trials Ireland to reduce our timelines. We've dedicated startup team, so our timelines are coming down and we are becoming more and more attractive to industry to open trials here.
All right. Angela Clayton-Lee, thank you very much for joining us on the News at One.